Good morning. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with our confession and absolution. O God, our Father, we admit and confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We confess that we have not always brought glory to you through our words and our deeds. We repent of all that is sinful in our lives, both that which we know and those things unknown to us that are against your righteous laws. Upon this, your confession, and by the command of our Lord, I, a called, ordained servant of the word, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for this morning is from 2 Kings 2, verses 1 through 12. Elijah goes up to heaven in a whirlwind. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel, and the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep quiet." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" "Yes, I know. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to one side and to the other, till the two of them could go on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they went on and they talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 3, select verses. Paul writes of God's people being transformed. "Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who put a veil over his face, so the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. Therefore, have this ministry by the mercy of God. We do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
We continue with our gospel reading, which is found in Mark, the 9th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, and no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with a Moses. And they were talking to Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace from you, from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Transfiguration. Now, there's a word you don't hear every day. In fact, other than one day out of the church year, not otherwise hear it. Webster's dictionary defines the word transfiguration as a change in form. In fact, other than one day out of the church year, you might not otherwise hear it. Webster's dictionary defines the word transfiguration as a change in form or appearance, or an exalting, glorifying, or spiritual change. Needless to say, it's not something you see happen in your everyday life. But one day a year, the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, is set aside to talk about a transfiguration that happened 2,000 years ago. As we do, you'll see something glorious happen. But we'll discover the transfiguration isn't so much about what those disciples saw, but what they heard. And they were to take from that mountaintop that day. Jesus and his three disciples are up on this mountaintop alone. And then it happened. One moment, Jesus looks like he always had to the disciples, one of them, flesh and blood. The next thing they know, Jesus' clothes becoming dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. Matthew's gospel tells us Jesus' face was shining brighter than the sun. Now, this had to have been impressive to see this bright light, this bright white light coming from Jesus, the light of the Word himself. But wait, there's more. Remember, up to this point, the only people on that mountain were Jesus, Peter, James, and John. Now, out of nowhere, Elijah and a Moses appear. The last time anyone on earth had seen Elijah was recorded in our Old Testament reading for this morning, in 2 Kings, the second chapter. Elijah and Elisha are walking together and talking. One moment. Then a chariot of horses of fire separate them, and Elijah is taken up into heaven. And now, out of nowhere, Moses and Elijah represented the law and the prophets. The Old Testament scriptures are there with Jesus on that mountain. And now Peter sees all this amazing stuff unfold right before his very eyes. He sees this glorious event take place. The light radiating from Jesus, Moses, and Elijah present there out of a desire to keep that glory there as long as he can. Peter says for us to be here.
let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Mark, and now Peter sees all this amazing stuff unfold right before his very eyes. He sees this glory event take place, the light radiating from Jesus, Moses and Elijah's presence there. Out of a desire to keep that glory there as long as he can, Peter says, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Mark adds in the comment that Peter didn't know what to say. They were frightened. Whatever is going up there on that mountaintop that day, it's something Peter wants to have last as long as possible. But then a cloud appears and envelops the scene. Same kind of cloud that covered Mount Sinai when Moses went up to receive the Ten Commandments. The same kind of cloud that led the Israelites out of Egypt. That same kind of cloud that represented the presence of God himself was there on that mountain. The voice of God comes out of that cloud, and the voice told them, this is my beloved son, listen to him. The voice directed them to the words Jesus had been speaking to them all alone. Not the miracles, not the glory of the transfiguration, but Jesus' words, listen to him. 6 days earlier, Jesus asked Peter, who do you say that I am? With bold confession, Peter replies, you are the Christ. And Jesus began to teach the disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and teacher of the law, and that he must be killed, and 3 days later, rise again. Peter rebukes Jesus, saying, this won't happen to you. Messiahs don't suffer and die. They bring victory and glory to us. But Jesus replied, get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. If Peter got his way, he would prevent Jesus from going to the cross. Even though Peter had the best intentions, he was trying to prevent Jesus from saving you from your sins. The real glory isn't in the things of the world or listening to the voice written within yourself. It's in listening to Jesus and his word. And that means Jesus will go to Jerusalem, suffer and die, but it's going to be for your good. Listen to him. And then just as soon as God the Father had instructed those disciples on that mountaintop to listen to him, they were gone. Moses and Elijah disappeared. Jesus' appearance was back to what it was before. No more light, no more cloud, no more loud booming voice from heaven. Just Jesus, Peter, James, and John making their way down the mountain and eventually to Jerusalem, where Jesus will suffer and die just as he had talked about on that mountain. So now the question is, what are we to focus on? What did God the Father tell Peter, James, and John? Listen to him. Christ, through his word, tells us what this event is all about. Today, we are reminded that he is the one who gives us true glory, which is forgiveness of sins and eternal life. He does it by doing exactly what he talked about with Moses and Elijah up on that mountain, by going to Jerusalem, suffering many things, being rejected and despised, spit upon, and sentenced to death on a cross. And so we today, we follow God the Father's command on that mountain to listen to him. As you hear what Jesus has done for you on the cross, how Jesus takes all your sins with him to the cross, listen to Jesus call you his own. Listen to Jesus on your last day as he delivers you out of this life of tears, pain, and suffering and into the eternal glory of paradise. Amen.
the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, we continue with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God our Father in heaven, friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us freely and promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we do pray for all those who are in need, those who need healing and strength. We pray for those who are dealing with cancer. We pray for those in the military. We pray for those who are shut in and unable to get out. Dear Lord, we trust, O Lord, your great mercy to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the benediction of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We continue with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us freely and promised to hear us. God our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the pure and true teaching of your word and the fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn from us all false doctrine and evil living, whereby your precious name is blasphemed and profaned. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we do pray for all those who are in need, those who need healing and strength. We pray for those who are dealing with cancer. We pray for those in the military. We pray for those who are shut in and unable to get out. Dear Lord, we trust, O Lord, your great mercy, to hear and answer us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the benediction of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.